The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 18th chapter. Now Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to pray, went to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortioners and unjust and adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Well, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and everybody knows the peril, and everybody knows the symbolism of staking claim on this capital city. Emotions are heightened. Worries mount. People want to know why. People want to know what Jesus is all about. People want to know how they can come out of this safely. And then they ask Jesus, what will happen? And so Jesus begins with healing 10 lepers and then goes on to tell some parables. And today's gospel reading is one of those parables about how to prepare for the troubles ahead, a parable of right attitude, of depending on God's good grace. Pharisees were in the crowd following Jesus. They saw the good Jesus was doing and wanted to square it with what they believed. Now, from all that you've heard in the scriptures about Pharisees, Pharisees were good people. On the whole, they were honest, good people who wanted to preserve their faith and heritage that they've had ever since Abraham. They wanted to keep the Jewish people true to God, to the God of their ancestors. The Pharisees practiced and lived the way of God. You know, I identify with the Pharisees. I grew up as a Christian and in the Lutheran tradition. Many Sunday school teachers and pastors and mentors saw to it that I learned to behave in a way that honors God. I attended worship all my teen years, sang in the choir, was president of the Luther League. I went to a Christian college and questioned my faith assumptions only to grow stronger in my trust in God. I served many churches as pastor, influenced many lives, helped many strangers so many times. I am a faithful husband, married 36 years, raised 2 wonderful daughters. I did have a couple speeding violations years ago. But since then, I've obeyed all the traffic laws. I have good relations with my neighbors, volunteer from time to time, serve as an election judge, clean the street in front of my house, keep my lawn nice and neat. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. You know, perfect people are so annoying. It's hard to be around them. And when they brag about it, you just want to kick them in the shin. They don't make anything better. They make everything seem so fake. Jesus told a parable. Pharisees were among the listeners. And he noticed that some were quite smug. He noticed that some stood in cliques, scowling at the low-life sinners. So he told a parable up close while they were staring at him. Two went to the temple to pray. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I have. Goody two-shoes, teacher's pet, holier than thou. And the Pharisee missed the point of his good conduct and righteous life. Good deeds and noble behavior are only right when they bless others, care for people, or build community. The Pharisee of the parable did not even consider his responsibility to inspire and coach and encourage others. His thought was all about himself. Jesus contrasts him with the tax collector, a despised member of the community. Who likes anyone who comes around enforcing the collection of money to support the oppressive empire, you know? The tax collector knows that no one likes him. He sees people stepping to the other side of the street when he comes around. He sees their sneers and disgust. He hears their cursing and criticism. And he's caught up in a no-win situation. He could quit his job collecting taxes, but then he would have no income and no way to feed his family. And no one would hire him for another job, being a traitor to his own people. The tax collector knew his sin, knew the hardship he causes people, knew he had no virtue deserving consideration or respect. Sometimes church people are more like the Pharisee than the repentant sinner. It's not intentional. It's not because of selfishness. It's just that we become complacent with God. We're happy mostly with the way things are going, and we don't have the energy to take on other people's problems. And we have other things that need our attention. It's not intentional. We just drift out into letting things go. And at this point, little judgments creep in. Little displeasures with people whose habits are not like ours. And little disappointments when things are not what we expect. And we wonder out loud why things are not coming back the way they used to be. Why are there not more people volunteering? Why are there no kids in Sunday school? The fact is, there are many children in our neighborhoods who would like Sunday school, but they are not all white Lutherans. The fact is, this neighborhood needs a moral center that church provides, but not necessarily a white European culture one. The reality is many people are seeking answers to life's questions, want to be part of something meaningful, want to contribute to building a better community, but they don't want to be Lutheran to do it. Does this church need people to be Lutheran in order to be God's church? And will this church go beyond merely tolerating strangers visiting to actually wanting to know them and actually valuing their different ideas and actually adopting their different ways? You know, the Pharisees were not bad people. The Pharisees in Jesus' parable was a good citizen and a respected a neighbor. It's just that the Pharisee became complacent, lost touch with what he was called to be for others. The tax collector knew his sin, knew the hardship he causes people, knew he had no virtue deserving respect. He was completely dependent on God for mercy and welcome. And that seems to be the point Jesus is trying to make. We are righteous people. We are righteous people. But not because of any good virtue we express, not because of how we behave or the rules we follow. We are right because God makes us so. Jesus' redemption won on the cross makes us so. Our baptism declares this so. Baptism is God's claim that you, each one of you, is precious to God, is worthy of a life of contentment and happiness and peace, is desirable and wonderful. Each one of you belongs here. Baptism is God's promise that however you feel, whatever you did, you are forgiven and you are loved. Baptism is our calling to be God's blessing in this world in whatever way others would experience it. We are right because God makes it so. God's claim on us in baptism is what makes us right and is what forms and reforms us to meet our changing world. And baptism sends us to be a force for goodness in whatever way others would experience it. Amen. Let's sing.